Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Boston Red Sox have said farewell to Rafael Devers. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Curtis, you're the savant. But I believe now there remains no one from that 2018 World Series championship team on this roster here with the Boston Red Sox. Am I correct about that?
Just the manager.
Okay.
And that I just talked to Ken because he's my Red Sox glass half full guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's in mourning.
He is
cooked.
Well, interesting to note that Devers was asked yesterday post-game about the relationship and if the dark clouds that existed between the two of them had passed. And he said that yes, they had. So we have that audio, I think, through his translator, but either he knew what was coming or he had no idea what was coming, I guess.
Like, all the drama, distractions, all that stuff is behind you and behind the team from earlier.
Gets a puzzle.
Yes.
I don't think he had any idea it was coming.
You don't think he knew?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he may have asked for it.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a chance that he said, listen, we're never going to work this out. I'm pissed. You're going to keep Sam Kennedy's going to. Sam Kennedy on Wednesday said that, you know, I'm ready to play in the field and I'm not ready to play in the field and it's going to keep being an issue. So find me a place to go and let me know give me the opportunity to say where I want to go. And
yeah, how about a place that has a better third baseman than the Red Sox do and the San Francisco Giants?
I think that's part of it, though. I think maybe he got to the point, and I don't know, but when you start to look at kind of like you're looking for these little nuggets as things kind of play out, maybe he got to the point where he was like, I'm tired of being the scapegoat that I don't want to do this when – in actuality, you guys really want me just to DH, and there are other guys that you would rather play those positions, but it looks like I'm the bad guy because nobody comes out and says, we don't want Devers in the field. We want him just to DH.
And what happened here, Greg, is the organization was waiting for the off-ramp where Devers' play got to the point where another team would swallow the deal completely. That's why it was made on a day he hit the home run. They had the Giants. The Giants said, okay, we'll bite the bullet. We'll take the full deal. And he was traded. It had nothing to do with winning and everything to do with saving money.
But I look at it like this. If he's one of the top 10 best hitters in baseball, whether that comes from, Clayton Kershaw that talked about it or Sam Kennedy, then if you know you're going to unload him, don't you think there's plenty of teams that would eat the salary?
I mean, not earlier this year.
I'm talking about right now, like right within the last 3 weeks. Don't you think there's plenty of teams that would say, hey, we'll take Devers? We'll eat a salad.
I don't know that there are plenty that would eat the full salad.
Right. Or maybe, like, all right, when I say plenty, I'm talking about a handful, 3 to 5 teams.
I mean, you can argue that that deal was a very rich deal when it came to the length of it and the amount of money. So,
but look at what it is. 8 years for $250 million.
Yeah.
You wouldn't pay somebody who's one of the top 10 best hitters in Major League Baseball. You wouldn't pay him that. They're giving Juan Soto $700 million. So that's actually a bargain as a deal if you're an organization.
It was not a bargain earlier. He's the DH. $30 million a year for 8 years for a 28-year-old DH is a lot of money. And I do think there probably were a handful of teams. But the reason the deal was made was because the Red Sox prioritized clearing the money above prospects in return. Because what worked with me, let's say you say, you know what, Rafi, let's give it a whirl. Let's try and finish the year. And then on July 17th, Devers just goes in this tailspin and says, I'm not going on the field. And then you have to eat some of the money or get lesser prospects, which they just got. Or you risk it and you say, we finally turned the corner. If it ain't broke, let's not fix it. He says he's past it. Let's move Breslow away from him. Let's try and just keep it the way it's going for the next 100 games and see where we are. They quit on the season because they wanted to save money. That's the story. No matter what Sam Kennedy says to you, the return is a disgrace. This was all about clearing cash. That's it.
This is Nate in the truck. Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, so listen, Wiggy and Curtis, you guys are kind of on the same page, but hear me out. So, right, he didn't want to play because of his attitude and everything. In the eyes of the fans, they didn't like that. So that gave the ownership the out to sit here and do this deal. Now, let's go back 3 years, okay? People forgot what they did to Mookie Betts. So homegrown talent, didn't want to pay him. Rafi Devers, right? Homegrown talent, they didn't want to pay him. You had those two knuckleheads outside saying, pay somebody, pay Rafi, right?
Yeah.
So all in all, they didn't want to be in this deal. But they were going to have a lot of fans jumping ship if they're going to let homegrown talent leave again.
Yeah.
So no, I think this was the out.
So you're arguing that they were backed into a corner, Mookie gone. They weren't going to do going to do the Bogart steal also. That was all at the same time. And this was a
perfect storm, Greg. Hear me out. This was a perfect storm. And with him doing what he did, they let this go for a bit. If they were talking about the Giants, talking about, you know, trading for the past, I don't know how many days, and they just let him keep taking ground balls, make them look back because they can reverse this on him. And what they did was get rid of him. Now, you know how this would stop with ownership, okay? And they talked about it over the weekend. If you had two major league teams in this town, Henry would have to go ahead and sell the team because he wouldn't pony up like the L.A. Dodgers would pony up and the Angels don't pony up. So you would have that competition, but he knows he can get away with it because they sit on the laurels of the Red Sox and they know the fans are going to come in because they got the oldest stadium in the league and they got diehard fans are always going to show up. Mm. They can pull that off, and that's what they do. Curtis, you're absolutely right. They don't want to pay people. They won those championships now. They're sitting on the laurels. And Courtney also, too, yes, they paid $150 million to that guy. Their interests are not here. That's why this ownership needs to sell this team.
Nate, can I ask this question though? But then why would you give Crochet 170 and Bregman $40 million a year?
So 170 for how many years, Wiggy?
Six years.
No, we look back to these other guys that we had, Beckett and all those guys previous, right? How much did we pay those guys a year? They're not getting guys. They're not going to pay the guys. This ownership is not going to pay the guys like they used to come in here from another team to go ahead and pay them all that money. If they're not let alone to go to do that, or the homegrown talent, why are we watching this team? I feel for Roman Anthony. Roman Anthony's not going to get paid by this team. He's not, because this ownership will not pay out. They're showing you. The cards are there. They've shown you their hand. Look what they're doing to Greg Bislow. Look what they're doing to these guys that are coming out speaking for them. Like, in my opinion, I think the ownerships are cowards. They don't come out and say what they're trying to do. They're actually, in today's times and how much it costs to go and pay for a hot dog, pay for a ticket for a family of four, I think it's doing a disservice to these people, and they should boycott this team because as much as it costs to go see a game, if you're not putting that those players out in the field to go see a team? Why would you spend your hard-earned money to go see this?
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
All right.
So what is $300 million between two players? Right? Didn't they just spend that type of money between Bregman and Crochet? Right? Crochet's making $28 million a year, which is pretty much one of the top of the league pitching. So
isn't Bregman's deal?
$28 million is nowhere near one of the top pitching contracts. Nowhere near it.
Well, isn't the highest paid pitcher in Major League Baseball, what's he getting?
40.
Is he getting 40?
And isn't Bregman's deal very Bregman
friendly?
So, yeah. Like, he could leave after a year?
Yeah, you get
opt
out.
Yeah.
So you're saying, hey, we're going to give you 120. We're going to give you Crochet 170 over six. So that's 300 between two players. So they're obviously willing to pay those guys some money.
Well, I think you will get some sort of an explanation soon from Sam Kennedy and from Craig Breslow, who will be working remotely today on Zoom. I'm hoping that we will have that live for you here at WEEI. Curtis, you should try to jump in the Zoom if you could.
Oh.
Maybe get chosen for a question.
I say I live near the park and people think I want the team to win. Theo and I were best of friends.
What happened to Theo? He's not really involved in things like we thought he was.
I use his name to make him think big fans think we're actually into winning.
In all my time I've worked with you, you have not been as upset as you are today.
Because they are taking the money of the people that listen to this show and allocating it to resources unrelated to the Boston Red Sox while being completely and totally dishonest about their intentions. When I asked Sam Kennedy this spring, when he decided to sit in his hotel room after we flew down there to do the interview, which was very generous. I mean, anyway, so we're talking on the phone, sitting next to Will Fleming, which was lovely. And I said, you know, why won't you just say that you've shifted? Like, you weren't investing, and then you invested. And he gets offended by the question, saying that I'm full of nonsense. He called me a liar for saying that the team had reshaped its focus in terms of the manner in which they built and allocate resources to the team.
You're wrong. You're a liar.
Like, you said last week, Sam, that there was no issue in that Devers is there when you need him while you were on the phone with the freaking Giants. Like, I don't know how this doesn't offend you. You go to Fenway Park, you're spending $500 to take a kid to a game. And they're using that money to pay for a striker in Liverpool.
I do think you should join the Zoom today.
I would love to. Give me the login.
But that's why I bring this up to the caller. So I looked it up, right? Crochet is the sixth highest paid pitcher in Major League Baseball. So I get that you want to save money, but you spent money. So is it more that it was we don't want to pay Devers?
Where are you getting that he's the sixth highest paid player in baseball?
Annual average salary.
I think you said pitcher.
Pitcher. That's what I said. Average salary. The number one highest payer.
No, it's total cash this year, which is all that matters.
Well, no, I'm just talking about annual average salary.
I'm talking about total cash because that's actually the money spent this year. Is Blake Snell at $64 million?
No, but I'm saying over the contract. And then the value of his contract puts him at seventh. I believe it's seventh. Yep.
So I'm talking about this year, cash spent on the position of pitcher. He is nowhere near the
top
10.
No, not this year because his contract don't kick in till next year. But I'm just saying they spent the money or they're going to spend the money.
Bregman can opt out and they owe him nothing after this year.
No, I know
that.
But if Bregman decides not to opt out, then they're going to be on the hook for $120.
I think at some point they became, and we should and can debate whether it's the right decision, but they became uncomfortable with Rafael Devers being the highest paid player on this team, the face of the franchise for 8 years going forward. And that could be because of his attitude. It could be because of the young guys coming up and looking pretty good. It could be for a myriad of reasons. But that's what I think.
Oh, I would agree with you.
And they saw an opportunity to make a change there, get rid of him, get that money off of the books, and I'm hoping that it becomes a positive for this team, the addition by subtraction rule.
And I would agree with you. And now we are going to see if they allocate that money to a player that they feel like will buy in, is not going to give us any issues, then I kind of agree with what you're saying. And I think that based on what they've done here recently is more likely to happen than them taking that money and not spending it, because one of the biggest things we gave them credit for this year was they were willing to spend money.
No.
All right. Lot to talk about. We'll get to Hill Notes coming up momentarily, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox sweep the Yankees, getting the Father's Day win 2-0 at Fenway. The guys now have a game over 500. But the big news for the Sox yesterday, they're trading Rafael Devers to the Giants, getting pitchers Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, as well as minor leaguers James Tibbs and Jose Bayo. The Giants have reportedly agreed to take on all Devers' current contract, which will pay him $254.5 million over the next 8 seasons following this one. The Sox take on Rafi and the Giants in San Francisco starting on Friday. But before that, tonight the Sox are in Seattle to take on the Mariners, 9:40 first pitch, with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Shucks. Lou Merlone joins...
Sorry, I'm going through Hillmouth.
It's all right. Lou Merlone joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you!
Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. J.J. Spahn takes the U.S. Open at 1-under in Pennsylvania after starting the day with 5 bogeys on the front 9. He clawed his way back, burying his putt to birdie on 18. On Saturday, we got a 2-goal game from Brad Marchand as the Panthers go up a game on the Oilers. Game 6 is tomorrow in Florida, but tonight we've got Game 5 of the NBA Finals with the Pacers and Thunder tied at 2 apiece. Tip is at 8:30 in OKC. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with symmetrical all-wheel drive to take on any summer adventure on or off the road. SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Hill Notes coming up after the break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day.
At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Some reporting out there now seems like reputable sourcing that Rafael Devers may have requested a trade from the organization as far back as the start of spring training. Shine. Am I right about that?
That's what it seems like, Greg. So Julian McWilliams of CBS Sports has an article out, and the quote is, according to a source familiar with the situation, Devers was asked to take grounders at both third and first in spring training. He declined and insisted, and instead asked for a trade. That request set the wheels in motion for what became a growing divide between the Sox's best player and the front office.
Mm. And I would like to take you to 2006. January, Associated Press, Red Sox still trying to honor Manny's trade request. Ramirez, the only World Series MVP in franchise history, has never been comfortable in Boston. He has asked several times for a trade, and the team said it would do its best to accommodate. Now, let me see. In 2007, what happened? Oh, they won a World Series with Manny Ramirez. Hmm. Players ask for trades all the time.
And you don't have to acquiesce.
Especially when he said the drama's behind him. Mm,
okay. But if your team stinks, maybe it's their way of this kind of puts the wheels in motion where is
they
it...
They just became the only team to sweep the New York Yankees.
No, I'm saying in the beginning, right? So in the beginning, your team's not doing very well, and it's like maybe that we could save some money by trade endeavors. You know, that's part of it. We know this is a problem. We know it's a problem that still persists as far as last week, we knew this was an issue.
Okay. Interesting. Let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Hi, this is Craig. John told me to trade Rafael Devers for a bunch of scrubs. So, could I get, like, a bag of sponges? Would you do that? Yeah, okay. John, I did it. Now I can wash your back.
Maybe you got some analytics or something about the last week in June and how a hitter like Rafi performs in June.
But get something back. He did, but get a bunch of scrubbings.
Yep, minor league pitcher for one of the best hitters in baseball.
So last night I started seeing Rafael Devers traded for a bag of peanuts, and I laughed at all these idiots online because I'm like, no way this is real. And then I found out it was real. Am I the idiot?
Which I thought I got a wreck ship too when I saw it.
Yeah. Same.
A texter says horrible baseball move. That's all they care about.
Horrible. Terrible baseball move. Makes no sense.
It's so bad they're doing the meeting about it on Zoom.
All right, so the other day I realized that I'm kind of losing it a little bit. Looking through the house, realizing we're running low on certain household items, paper towels, laundry detergent, you know, that kind of thing. And I looked to my wife and I said, hey, anytime this week you're going to be going to Costco? She's like, maybe. And I says, well, if you're not going to go to Costco, then just let me know and I'll stop. She goes, why are you saying it like that? And I explained it to her that, you know, that this guy Jackson on the Greg Hill show, and, you know, then there's another guy that calls in and does a really good impression of Jackson saying Costco and talking about, you know, hot dogs and whatnot.
I find myself doing that. Costco.
Costco.
Same.
Yeah. I don't know if he's still in on Costco, though. He was enraged last week about the VIP opportunity they get to go early before everybody else.
He has to be, though. He's the Costco cowboy.
Yeah, but he's saying, he's been talking up Costco a lot. It's like free ads for Costco when it comes to Jackson. He should be getting some kickback.
But unlike the Red Sox, he's not just going to throw away his $65 a year membership to go someplace else. He's going to hold on to that thing.
Can we get a wellness check on the guy that put in the championship parlay and didn't cash out?
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over for Buddy.
Yeah, I didn't see any update after the Florida Panthers win. Prior to that, I knew the cash out had gotten back up to 107,000, but my assumption is following that Panthers win, it is now down somewhere around the $57,000 range.
What an idiot.
Brad Marchand may very well win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah. So it looks like. I mean, who else would you give it to?
Change of scenery, huh?
It might be Sam Bennett, to be fair. He has like 15 goals in the playoffs.
Yeah. Is that a swing and a miss by Rich Keefe? I'm just asking the question. Well, I don't know.
He's not with Pasta anymore. He's playing better. Isn't that a check for Rich Keefe?
Didn't he say he was kind of like washed? I don't know.
No, I think he said him and Pasta had a bad relationship. That was the report.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome.
One of the better deals, end-of-season deals that a team has done, that Panthers deal, getting him. I mean.
This is how you lose a job.
Unbelievable.
I would say if the Panthers win, and then the Giants win, we should have Brady, Devers, Cassidy, and Marchand all come back. Oh, and Betts, because he already won with the Dodgers.
I'm surprised with Courtney putting women in sports back 100 years that Greg hasn't asked her to get back in the kitchen and make them some of those delicious gender roles.
Nobody wants me cooking.
No.
Your mashed potatoes were good, though.
Yeah, my mashed potatoes were good.
Yeah. Well, they're really Aunt Kathy's. They're not hers. Well,
but she had to cook them, though. Yeah, you had to prepare them.
Okay, let's not throw stones, sir. Because the meatball competition that you won was not your recipe.
How many times has the Boston Fire Department been here responding with full gear on and a couple fire trucks?
Just once.
Only once, when you cooked a bagel and burned it and lit the station on fire. That's it. Actually, I think they were here one other time. We used to have this dude who was the production guy at WAAF named Mitch Todd, and I think that was his name. No, sorry, Andrew Kaiser. And he was vaping in the studio, like right up near
the smoke detector.
The smoke detector. Yeah. And the poor guys at Boston Fire had to respond. I think you're supposed to vape outside.
Wait, really. Was he the guy when Phil Zachary had that meeting in the bowels of 20 Guest Street that said, "This is WAAF and F"?
Yes, that was him.
Oh,
yes.
He came charging to fight me.
He did? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Because John and Jerry and Kirk at the time were, I think, trying to figure out who the kiss ass was, and we were mocking him, and he was listening in the hallway, and he's like, "Which one of you is Curtis?" Of course, I said the least, but get threatened.
Right. Curtis, I would have taken you all day long.
Yeah, I was bombed, so who knows?
I love you, Chris Curtis, but what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Manny Ramirez was loved in Boston. Kevin Millar said it. He was a great teammate. Rafi Devers is not a great teammate. Rafi Devers is a cancer to the locker room. That's why they traded him.
Yeah, I would just like for them to point to a player that said that.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kevin Millar said he was totally unreliable. He missed an entire series.
I feel like everybody likes Devers.
Yeah.
I mean, and at least Devers is reliable when it comes to showing up, being on time, you know, making sure you're there for the series.
Yeah. I remember the Red Sox were playing the Yankees. There were two outs of the ninth inning. Rivera's on the mound. Manny didn't take the bat off his shoulder, struck out looking. They lost the game as a means of protest. Like, has Devers done anything like that?
No. Not even close.
Well, but Manny didn't refuse to like, play in the outfield when they needed him.
He just refused to play in an entire series.
And he was an outfielder, well, so it wasn't like.
But that was, you could explain it away as Manny being Manny.
Well, I bet you dollars to donuts if they said, "Hey, Manny, we're going to need you to take ground balls at first base." I bet you he's going, "No
way."
No way he's playing first base.
Hey, so I just wanted to leave a quick message as to how I got a free clam chowder at the Sail Loft. So I went in there with my girlfriend, met the owner, and I said to the owner, "Hey, I'm here because, you know, Greg Hill from WEEI said you guys have the best clam chowder." The waitress is walking by with a clam chowder for another table. He stops her in mid-flight, grabs the clam chowder, and gives it to me. She has this bewildered look on her face. He said, "This is on the house." So I just want to say thank you, Greg. And I figure from now on, I'm just going to drop your name at every restaurant and see what I can get for free. So thank you for that.
Hands down. Hands down the best in the city.
All right.
There is no equal to the Sail Loft. And what a beautiful place that is.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You head over to the north end, sit right there, and look out at the water and the boats, and the clam chowder is fantastic.
Hey, Curtis, don't get too upset yet. You know what's coming this off season? The old big acquisition for the Red Sox is going to be Tristan Cassis coming back from injury. Oh. Get ready for it. It's coming.
Oh. That is awful.
Welcome into the Red Sox front office report here at WEI. So, Craig, just wondering if you thought it would be a great idea for the Devers trade news to drop after Devers hit a solo dinger to the Green Monster and the Giants were playing the Dodgers on Sunday night. You know, according to my Advanced Abacus 3000, I thought if the news dropped on Sunday, nobody would talk about it.
Yeah, they should have hid that somewhere, Curtis.
Well, there's a story about to break that would have been a good place for it. Oh. Wait for the jury to come back and say, oh, we traded Devers. Okay, back to you, Ted.
Yeah, they should have waited for the Karen Reed jury to come.
Clearly, they've learned nothing from the Bruins.
Yeah,
this is shockingly scary to me as someone who has seen the reactions of both sides. Both the free Karen Reed and the Karen Reed is guilty crowds are equally confident in the other's culpability. It is going to be a fascinating reaction.
It really is.
Yeah. It's going to be riots in the streets.
Yeah, we're 2 hours, 25 minutes into verdict clock. So
okay. That was from Friday, though, right?
Yeah, yeah,
they haven't started deliberating yet this morning.
Yes, they have.
Oh, they have?
They have, yeah.
9:01.
All right. Any word from our guy, Ted Daniel?
Ted Daniel did tweet at me saying that he's got me, so he will text me once a verdict is expected.
Can you alert me as well?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Who knew the analytics nerd actually had a giant set of stones? Trade that pain in the ass? Check. Craig Breslow, you the man.
I want to hear the...
So, what do you want to hear?
The midday show. Because they were on Trade Devers. So then they should be all for it.
Who do you think knew about it? What, I mean, is everybody up to speed? Did Alex Cora know about it?
Nope.
I don't think so.
No?
Nope.
I don't even think Breslow knew about it.
Really?
Yeah, I think this was because based on...
It's very interesting the way it went down on this show last week, Curtis.
Very.
With what Sam Kennedy said on Wednesday and then what Craig Breslow said on Thursday.
Right.
Buster Posey said that they were communicating with the Red Sox for a few weeks.
Mm.
There's no way Breslow didn't know that.
I think they were communicating with Sam Kennedy because the meeting between Devers... John Henry, the only other person in that room was Sam Kennedy.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what the reports were.
I mean, I believe it was Alex Cora.
Oh, okay.
And John Henry. And am I correct about that?
I just know Breslow wasn't in that meeting. I don't know.
Can somebody check
that? All right. Yeah, because I thought it was just Sam, Devers, and Henry.
It's an important distinction to figure out. We need to figure that out. But it's... certainly, Craig Breslow was not.
Okay, so this says Red Sox principal owner John Henry, President Sam Kennedy, and Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow boarded a plane together Friday to meet with Rafael Devers.
No, but they boarded the plane, but in the meeting.
In the meeting.
Right.
I know, I'm just reading.
Because I think Breslow said he was not in the meeting.
Right.
I think on this program.
And I feel like if something happened after that meeting, I could see.
I think it happened during the meeting.
All right. Though even during the meeting, I could see John Henry talking to whoever's in that meeting after Devers leaves saying, hey, we got to move on from this guy. So the only people that might have known were the people that could have been in that room.
Henry, Devers, and Alex Cora were the only ones in the meeting.
Okay. Correct. And I think it started with John Henry saying, Rafael, would you like a croissant?
No.
Okay.
was Sam laughing at all? Or no?
Oh, so Sam wasn't even in the meeting.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow. That is interesting.
Only Scheim bet on Rory to absolutely suck on the weekend, which he does, and still lose the bet. Scheim stinks. Oh, and Curtis. Make sure you don't accept any of those free tickets to the Red Sox for the rest of the year, right, pal?
I don't get
Curtis
it.
Curtis loves to go to a good Sox game. Who doesn't?
No.
You were there this
I was
weekend.
There yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, the upgrade on seats. Shout out to the big boss, Mike Thomas, for that one.
Really?
Yeah, second row. And a couple seats down from me was our boy Malah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was in those seats right next to the dugout right there. And documented, so my wife could be selling them, was the Rafael Devers home run from her cell phone camera. So pretty, I mean, that's pretty, it's a historic moment to actually see it from that.
She saw the last one.
Because she followed him up as he walked by, kind of looked at us, maybe gave her a little bit of a wink, went up there.
Oh, really?
Boom. Home run.
I see the stress of the wedding is building for Wiggy. They're looking for new revenue streams.
No, but that's what happened.
It was great.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want the home run from the actual player's kind of view, what better way?
Gave the missus a little wink there. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Could have been giving me a wink because I've been a Devers fan.
You have been a Devers fan.
Could have been like, I see you out there.
Is he for them screets? I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Rafi turns around. He goes, oh, the beach sexers.
Yeah. I don't speak Spanish and he don't speak English. So who the hell knows?
Playa sexual.
That'll do it today, Greg.
That it? All right. Shime, great job. Thank you to those of you who left a Hill note. And they were brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Patrick! My Lord Chime, I've never seen you run that fast.
Yeah, I just wanted to give Curtis a quick heads up we were coming back and that, you know.
Okay.
Sorry, I was having a powwow with my man Ken. We're very worried about the dive.
Well, if we could, I would like to, one more time before we go, open up the window world of Boston WEEI weather window. How's it look out there, Curtis?
Oh, well, right now it's mostly sunny, 62 degrees. Going to be highs approaching 70 this afternoon. Sunset, by the way, we are right around the longest days of the year. Sunset, 8:23 p.m., which is great unless you have a toddler and they think it's party time. Tomorrow it's going to be cloudy, this thing rain around. I don't know if you guys have gotten any of that. And then this Friday at Hampton Beach, it's going to be spectacular, sunny, 79 degrees.
Okay.
It's a nice
one. So a beautiful day for a road show, and there are only three left.
It's crazy.
So we will be in New Hampshire this week and at Wally's at Hampton Beach on Thursday night for pregame, and then at Bernie's on the beach on Friday morning. Hope to see you there. Then we are headed to the North Shore next week, and we will be in Rockport and in Gloucester, and then finally wrapping it up on Lake Winnipesaukee on the dive on July 3rd, kicking off the long holiday weekend.
And reminder for everybody, I only got one photo from Beachcomber night before and the actual show, so please email me locallegendsghs@gmail.com.
Okay, that is the email address. LocalLegendsGHS@gmail.com.
Yes.
We want all of the photos.
Yep.
Good or bad?
Good or bad.
Okay. Doesn't matter how we look or how you look. Send them over. All right. Jones and Keefe next. And at some point, you'll hear from Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow on the giant move made by the Boston Red Sox. Rafael Devers, no longer a Red Sox player. So thank you for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Now the time has come for
leaving. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.